December 6, 1932. Value of an act done in the divine will. How it becomes powerful over everything, and is the only all-doer who moves everything so as to make her creator loved. My abandonment in the fiat continues. Its enrapturing strength sweetly enraptures, invests and absorbs, and my little soul feels little, little, hardly an atom. Yet, it feels its immensity that has not been given to it to contain in its little circle. But in spite of my littleness, it does not want to be idle, it wants to love, to bless, to glorify, to thank He who loves it so much, that He has given His very divine will to her at her disposition. But while my mind was lost in it, my celestial sovereign Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, "My daughter, you cannot understand the complete value that an act done in my divine will contains. So much is its value, its greatness, that the same creature who has done it cannot enclose it completely inside of her. She is filled, and not being able to contain it, it overflows outside, and runs in the same immensity of the eternal fiat. And everything that it envelops and encloses in its immensity, repeats the same act of the creature so that if you love, adore, bless me, thank me, you give the large field to all created things to repeat your act, in a way that the heavens and earth, the sun and wind, seas and rivers, plants and flowers, all in chorus say, 'We love you, we adore you, we pray you,' and so forth. It is as one echo that resounds in everyone and everything, and with its investing strength that my will possesses, it absorbs and makes all things undergo the same act that the creature has done in my will, and oh, what sweet surprise, what marvelous enchantment, that an act reigns over everything and makes its act repeated by everyone. This little atom that enters into our volition becomes powerful over everything, and sweetly feeds her same act to everyone in order to make her creator loved. Therefore our Supreme Being feels that the creature who enters into our volition moves everything, she makes her voice run in all things, and not wanting to be alone, she invests, reigns and makes all things invested by the fiat, say what she wants. Does she want to love? Then she makes all things say love. Does she want to adore, to bless? Then everything lends itself to adore and to bless. In sum, she is the commander over all creation, and we let her do it. It is our same volition that wants what she does, and its same power, its empire with which she was invested. And we delight so much in seeing the littleness of the creature run in our immensity, and we feel the company of the creature, because keeping each other company means recognizing each other, that we are already together with her, to recognize the act that she does, its value, so that she can tell us how much she loves us, because the more she knows that her act is great, the more she gives us, and the more we feel ourselves loved, and the more we love her. So, she alone is who comes from earth to break our solitude, and the only all-doer who wants to move all things to love us, bless us, and thank us. It is true that other creatures are in our divine will, but not knowing that we are with them, and for whom they work, and the value of their works, they live as strangers and as far from us. And this is a great sorrow for us, to have children, to keep them in our house, that is, in our will, as if we did not have them, and they do not recognize He who gave them life and loves them so much. This does not happen with one who already knows she lives in our will. We know each other, we live as between children and father, rather she lives in us, and we in her, and we form one single will. Fiat.